A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Jesus' fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
On this very beautiful day, I'm sure in our lifetimes many of us have heard these scripture readings several times. But here's poor Hannah, you know, living in a culture and time because she did not have any children, and that was considered a curse. She's even mocked by the other wife, and that's interesting right there too. And yet she cries out, and then she goes in the temple, and Eli thinks she's drunk, so she's accused of being a drunkard. And then she just pours out her prayer to the Lord. Maybe there's a tip-off for you and me too. There isn't anything that you cannot bring to our loving and caring God. Sometimes we think, well, I can't say that, I can't do that. You can get angry at God. I've been angry at God. I'm still standing here. But don't be afraid to share all of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, because that our God loves us. So the beautiful line, though, that I think, looking at it last night, I almost missed it again. And here it goes. When Elkanah had relations with his wife Hannah, the Lord remembered her. The Lord remembered her. The Lord remembered her fears, her anxieties, her scourge, her accusations of other people. The Lord remembers you and me. And not in the sense of remembering the past, but we use the word remember too. Remember, don't forget. Don't forget how important each of us is in the eyes of God. Don't forget that we have a great calling by our baptismal ministry, our baptismal vows, that each of us is a beloved son and daughter of God, as proclaimed last Sunday. Don't forget the goodness of God's love for you. Don't forget the blessings that you and I have. Because when we remember them, then we in turn are empowered to go forth from this Eucharist to then remember what God asked of you and me today. I think of it this way, you know, in the Eucharist this morning, later on we'll say, when we have the words of consecration, Jesus said, "What? Do this in memory of me. Don't forget my love for you. I'm passing it on to you that you and I go back through those doors that in turn be the presence of the Lord in our world today." Remember, like Teresa said, Jesus has no eyes, ears, hands, and feet, but yours and mine today. So don't forget the great dignity that each of us has. Don't forget that we're called to carry on the mission of Jesus. Don't forget to be people of compassion, of justice, of mercy. Don't forget to be people who bring joy and understanding, not hatred, not fear, not doubt, not worry, not anxiety. We're entrusted this morning with a beautiful and powerful message. Notice too in the gospel, the people, whoa, what is this? A new teaching with authority. What was Jesus like? He doesn't like the scribes and Pharisees. We would say today, he walked the walk. He met them where they were in their reality of their suffering, their pain, their hardships, and said, "Hey, I'm here. I'm with you." That's what you and I are called to be as well. So don't forget. Remember who you are, beloved son and daughter of God. Remember what has been entrusted to us. And now we go forth from this Eucharist to make a difference in our world today. What will you remember today to do or to be?